Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Bay Area! Welcome to the program. You heard the man, Zachariah and the Guru. From now until 10-ish? We are from now until TBD, to be determined. But welcome on in. We got a jam-packed show for you. So many things to talk about. So many topics to discuss. But Guru, how are you, my man?
I'm fine. I'm ready to get down.
We got a lot of over there.
See, that's what behind the scenes. This guy would just
BTS.
Anyway. Yeah, BTS? Behind the scenes. Other than that, I'm happy to see you. We're on the 12th floor in lovely San Francisco.
We are.
You look very festive. You're ready. Yeah. You got the Tom Brady beard going back.
Got a scarf on.
Yeah, I see you. Let's do it.
Yeah, I alter my appearance based on the weather conditions, without a doubt. Where do we start here? Where do we really, really start? The Dubs, obviously, back in action tonight against the Kings. And for Warriors fans, I mean, that's got to be a gift that keeps on giving. This is the last Monday of 2015, Guru, and you know how much I hate when people say Happy Monday? So this is the last Monday of 2015, and I'm thrilled about that.
And you're spending it with myself.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
But Monday stinks, so is that even a good thing?
It's a holiday Monday, so to me it's different.
You kind of got a festive sweater on yourself over there.
A little something I got, Santa,
Oh, this is a present. Are you one of those guys that wears the gifts right away?
I thought you let me go with my sweatsuit, but it was an old man sweatsuit. My wife got it. It was Champion. I wanted to say I wear Jordan, but I couldn't. And you didn't give me any grief about it.
My brother used to beat me up because I would, as soon as we went to like a Nike outlet or something and we got like some new gear, I would rip the tag off and I would wear it immediately. And he'd be like, "You're such a dork. Why are you wearing your stuff right away?"
Oh, no, that's how you do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you got it, rock it, right? If you got it, then rock it. All right. If you're a Warriors fan, if you're at home getting ready for the game, if you're on your way to the game, we want to hear from you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. We are also Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. We were off yesterday, Guru. And somebody tweeted at us and said, "Are you guys going to be on tonight?" And I said, "No, everybody's off."
I saw that.
So I was able to be home and watch myself. What's your phrase? File this under who cares?
Yeah.
Lose the fantasy Super Bowl. And it hurt bad because it was because of my managerial moves that I lost. I benched Jordan Matthews. Thank you for your 24.5.
Oh, so you didn't do Snoop Dogg. You didn't go just post a video mad at anybody. You were mad at yourself.
Yes.
You outsmarted yourself.
Yes. I benched Allen, as I call him, Hitman Hearns.
I like that.
Another 25 points on the bench. And I started Julius Thomas. A lot of things.
How much did it cost you? What was the pot? Listeners want to know.
I got 500 instead of 1,000. I could have got a thou wow.
We could have been somewhere at a watering hole after this show.
So if you want to call and talk about the Warriors, you can do so. Also, if you were in a just devastating fantasy Super Bowl loss like I was, then I want to hear from you also because misery loves company. That 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Guru, I guess this is what I want to say about the Dubs right now. You are playing the Kings at home, right? A big matchup between Rajon Rondo and Steph Curry.
No, Seth and Steph.
Okay.
You hate when I go to with Seth.
How many minutes is Seth going to play?
He's 15 tonight.
You have sources?
No, just 15 tonight.
Okay. All right.
He's been getting some runs, Zach.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not the matchup.
All right.
The matchup is Steph and Rajon Rondo, two former All-Stars, both, NBA champions. That's where the matchup is. But my question to you, Guru, is how do you even really fully get up for games like this? Now, I know you're supposed to win every game, and every game is important, and you want to get to the finish line the best that you can. But even as a fan, you're going to watch because it's entertaining. But isn't the only games entertaining left on the schedule for both the Warriors team and the Warriors fans against either the Spurs number one, the Cavs number two, and the Thunder number three? Is there a game after that that you would say, now look, it has to be must-watch television because the ratings are through the roof, but I'm wondering for Warriors fans that are going to the game or at home getting ready to watch the game, is there any, like, fear or anticipation or nervousness?
I have fear.
You do for this game?
No. Christmas, my fear almost came true when Steph went into the locker room and his dad followed.
Injury.
So did his mom.
Injury.
And that's what has me, you know, a little... You sense a little trepidation because I don't want this team to get complacent, but it doesn't matter if it's Luke Walton, Kerr on the sideline.
Yeah.
This group of guys and the synergy that they make, it's like the coach is a co-pilot, Zach. So to answer your question, I feel like they were so disrespected again that they want to break the Bulls record. I feel like they are. They're three games or four games ahead of the Bulls pace when they did it. Okay, Zach? And then I think it's going to culminate in another championship. I don't want to jinx the Warriors, but my point being, at every juncture this season, I was like, this is going to be the game to where they come out complacent, they're rusty, and it's not happening. Yeah. And this team just has their eye on the prize. I don't want to go Rocky on you, but I'm telling you, they want to break the Bulls record. And then on top of that, they want to get another championship to say,
of course,
we got disrespected. And it looks that way, Zach.
Of course. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. You said that you have fear or nervousness about, look.
The injury.
Steph walked off. We talked to Mr. Ibanez,
yeah,
who said that he
was
fine.
Saying it. It was, you weren't like, oh,
what I'm
man.
Saying is you don't watch a game in fear of injury. So my question to you is, outside of the games against the three teams that I named, is there any sort of, I mean, if you're
motivation?
If you're a Warriors fan right now, are you worried at all that they're going to lose to the Kings? Like, do you have any worry about them losing to the Kings?
No.
I have zero worry
zero
about that.
0.00.
Now, they go to Texas to play a back-to-back against Dallas and Houston.
Why not San Antonio, damn it? I just don't get it.
Well, they'll play them in, like, what, June of next year? I don't know how the schedule... I don't know how they have
to
play...
Oh, you'll go to Texas, but you won't play the Spurs.
Here's the thing. The Warriors and the Spurs and the Thunder are all in the Western Conference. How has it been 3 months now and they're going to play none of them?
And they
it's
used to
ridiculous.
Call it the Bermuda Triangle. It was Texas, Houston,
yeah.
and Dallas.
Yeah, they
Why the
that.
Hell, Trey, are you not stopping in San Antonio? I don't get it, but...
No please. One knows who Trey is. Trey is our fine button pusher. What do you like to call
He's
him?
He's got a famous
Engineer?
Dad, too.
We won't, Engineer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we
Engineer,
bring
yeah.
that up. Anyways.
I didn't say who it was.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, don't bust him out. Don't put his stuff on the street. Anyways, maybe the back-to-back. Like I'm not worried at all about Dallas. Maybe I'm worried about Houston. Houston beat San Antonio.
I get where you're going, Zach. I don't know what to say.
I just want to know, as a Warriors fan, if you're watching these games, what going into these games are you nervous about unless you're playing those three big teams? Because for the most part, you're probably just tuning in to see them kick butt, which is probably similar to what? The Dolphins went undefeated. I mean, think about the other dominant teams out there. The Patriots, when they went undefeated.
The Niners, Joe Montana. You could go Mota Lyon, and you know when you came back in before the game was over, they were up 3-2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Aikman, Irvin, Emmitt Smith, I'm just thinking back, going into those games, it must just be, I guess you enjoy it, but there's no nervousness about, I really want to watch this game because my team might lose. Like, your team's not going to lose.
So are you saying it's taken away from the watching experience
not
when you don't
all.
Have that element? Because, listen, we're coming from not a fan perspective, but what the player perspective, Zach, there's only 52 games left, damn it.
Yeah.
They're 29-1. Okay, obviously this team does not rest on its laurels, which makes it, you know, a beautiful thing to watch because they're giving you their A game every time they step out on the court and they're playing each opponent as if it were the Spurs. So when they do come up against the big dog like the Cavs, they knock them out just like they would a weak Sacramento team. And remember, I predicted the Kings to be the one to give them that one. Tonight may be a more difficult game for the Warriors because Sacramento has everybody, Zach.
Yeah, they're also 12-18.
And they just lost last night to Portland without Dame Lillard at sack.
Not terribly worried about this game.
I
hear what you're saying, though. And look, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a combination of Steve Kerr being out and having Luke Walton in there and wanting to prove that, you know, we'll still be able to survive despite Steve Kerr not being there. I think it's all of the other players and coaches around the league that questioned their title last year. And I think it's also a testament to how they roll. This is a very professional group of young men that get together and want to put their best foot forward every time they play. And that's something that you just can't teach. There's been a lot of great teams that were lackadaisical or took nights off. I'm thinking of the Blazers. Remember they called them the Blazers? Yeah,
yeah. Blazers. J.R. Ryder, not and like Jerome Kersey.
Not like the Trail Blazers.
Terry Porter.
Blaze something up.
Yeah.
Damon Stoudemire, Rasheed Wallace. That group.
Don't even need a blunt. Cocaine.
Well, he snuck it through a cocaine. There was some weird stuff with Damon there. But anyways, the point is I'm thinking of young, talented teams that took nights off. This is not one of them.
Real quick. In regard to the disrespect, do you think the league thought Steph Curry was a fluke and that's what fueled his fire in the offseason? I don't think it was the championship as a unit. I think it was Steph Curry that people thought he couldn't come back and be better or as good as he was last year, Zach. And he's by far proven, I'm here. This damn near is my league. I don't know who else you would pick right now if you were starting a team. But my point is, that's the spark plug.
KD.
Yeah. That's Westbrook. That's the spark plug. To me,
and
the theme of this season, Zach,
yeah,
is Steph felt disrespected before the Warriors were disrespected as a unit.
Well, they had those BET Player Awards or whatever,
and
they picked James Harden there.
Oh!
So what say you, Dubs fans? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. More Dubs talk next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl, The Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. Forgot to give you the guest list for tonight. Vern Glenn, KPIX, CBS Channel 5 sports anchor, will join us next, at the bottom of the hour at 7:30,
Icon.
We can talk all things Bay Area sports with him, obviously. And then Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst at Pro Football Focus and contributor to ESPN.com. He'll join us at 8:30. And then Susan Slusser, San Francisco Chronicle, Oakland A's beat writer, author, all that good stuff. She's the best. She wrote a great article on Ricky Henderson, his passing over the weekend.
Dave Henderson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Dave Henderson. Well, they had two Hendersons growing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was my fault. Dave Henderson passing at 57. So we'll talk to her about that at 9:30. So that's your lineup right now. If you want to get some Dubs talk in, you may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line is 95795. From the text line, I thought this was pretty good, and you might appreciate this. From Matt in Livermore, Zach and Guru, I'm just nervous that the Warriors won't cover that 13.5.
That's in the bag.
Yeah?
Or you should have did
you
it
like
in half,
big?
Which would have been cut in half, so it would have probably been about 5.5 or 6.
So I was listening to Steiny and JD on Saturday doing the NBA This Week, and they had on Peter Vesey. And Peter Vesey was essentially saying that there might be some resentment towards Steph Curry because he grew up, I don't want to say spoiled, but
give it to me because I'm about to just blow it out the water.
He grew up well off.
Okay.
Dell Curry obviously was a successful basketball player, so I don't want to say silver spoon or anything like that, but essentially the gist that I got is that there might be some resentment there because he had it good.
What about Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe had a good too.
But my point is, Michael, I'm just saying he didn't come. They didn't come from poverty. Michael didn't come from poverty. But my point is, if you're beating and kicking ass on the hoop court, forget all that just goes on a list of whatnot. That's called hating 101, Zach. It has not, those silver spoons have nothing to do with him shooting from 30, pulling up from 40. You see what I'm saying? It's jealousy at its finest.
I'm with you, but I guess what my question is, how many other successful players that came from a nice upbringing got hated on like this.
Grant Hill didn't. This is the first that I've heard of it, Zach.
Well, but Grant Hill wasn't the MVP.
I said Kobe.
Grant Hill wasn't the MVP of the league and never won a title.
But when he was in Detroit and his shoes were, he was a, I mean, Grant Hill had the feelers. He took the league by storm.
Here's the other part. Steph Curry is like, I mean, there's so many, it's very hard to find a flaw in Curry. He's married. He's got his two daughters.
Good father.
Clean,
he's not at the club.
Great father.
Humble.
Never in the headlines.
Humble.
I'm just wondering, I guess what my question is
I'm listening, Zach.
Is there something to that? If you were a player that didn't have the perfect family life, didn't have the perfect upbringing, didn't have the MVP or the title, would you hate on a guy like Steph because it seems like everything's perfect with him?
Okay.
I think there's something there.
Okay. I call this the Jalen Rose syndrome. He hated Duke when he was in Michigan, and he waited till they had a 30 for 30 about it to finally say what bothered him and why he hated everybody he didn't know on Michigan. You want to know
Duke
why?
Duke hated them.
Yeah. But all those guys on Dukes came from a family and knew their father. Mm-hmm. And when I was sitting back watching, I was like, you know, honesty, at least you were real. I don't agree with you, but I can see how you thought that. But Zach, what's happening now to me is just about what he's doing on the court. How easy he's making the game look. And what did Drake say? Started from the bottom. This dude was in the locker room. His ankles wouldn't work. Monte,
the bottom. He was drafted in the top 10.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Who would have known he would be on top of the basketball world like George Gervin on that famous poster sitting on ice? Because to me, that's Curry right now. Like, I got it good.
And I know what you're saying about the Duke-Jalen Rose comparison, but where I think you're off there is that was white and black. Steph Curry is half black the last time I checked.
Yeah.
This is not a race thing. I think this is a, everything going on with you is perfect. And for that reason and that reason alone, I hate you. People talk about him hitting his chest and pointing to the sky. That's not showboating. Okay? The around the back passes or whatever else he does. People always talk about how he's a
hot dog.
Yeah, he's not a hot dog. Hot dog is Cam Newton. You score a touchdown.
But Steph got a little of that sizzle.
Hitting your chest and pointing to the sky, for all I know, he's pointing to his grandma or his grandpa.
But he gets a pass, Zach. He's getting a pass for doing the cam when he turns it on, you know, when he sizzles it.
But he doesn't do the cam.
The little shimmy after he makes slap his chest.
That's not pulling your chest apart,
okay,
doing the Superman.
I guess what I want to ask, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And I love Peter Vesey, who
and I have no problem with
me
cam
on Twitter. But,
I have no problem with Cam, by the way. No one cares that Peter Vesey follows you on Twitter.
But until you heard Peter's comments, we hadn't heard a peep of this.
Well,
of players being jealous. To me, they're jealous and envious of his game, Zach, and it stops there. Anything after that? Now, if he was weak and he was getting starting and he didn't deserve it, all your dad was in the league. No, it's none of that, Zach. This dude is kicking ass and he deserves everything that's coming his way.
Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. Taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. I wanted to stop you there, but I wanted you to finish your thoughts. So allow me to go back with what I was going to interrupt you with, which is the first we've heard of it, maybe specifically to the point about them being jealous or having envy or having resentment towards Steph because of his good upbringing, but not the first time that we have seen examples of players across the league showing resentment towards Steph.
What was this your example at the award show? You said they voted for Harden.
The players voted
while he was there
on the first ever player awards, and James Harden won the MVP and not Steph Curry. That's just one sign of it. It's also, this is the most lovable, hated team I can think of in the history of sports. You name me another team in any major sport. You name me another team where there's all these players that have no off the field issues, that are generally likable, don't say anything. I mean, Draymond Green could be the only guy that you could even justify wrapping your head around not liking because of the way that he's demonstrative.
But his team loves him.
In general, this is a lovable team that everybody hates. You explain that to me.
I can't. And you're right. I'll go back. Here
the Cowboys. People hated the Cowboys, right?
They had Renegades. Yeah, Miami.
Had a cocaine house. Count.
It was the Niners. It was Squeaky Joe Montana, Roger Craig, Jerry Rice
were
with the
hated?
Work ethic.
Were they hated?
They were hated because they were so good.
Were they?
Ronnie Lott. But they did everything by the book, Zach. Okay. They just beat your ass on the field. But man, Zach, you open up a book that I think is... The jealousy is because his play, and he's that damn good, and we hadn't seen it. To me...
Were the Niners squeaky clean?
Well, until they got Charles Haley, but, I go back to...
Why doesn't Barkley like the Warriors? Because of the jump shooting stuff? Why did LeBron say that they've been lucky because they've been so healthy and that if they were healthy... I mean, why did Harden come out and
they're
say
they're in
that
denial.
They,
what did 50
they
say?
Everybody.
What did 50 Cent say? I'm coming for the throne.
Dr. 50 Cent?
Yeah, they're
go
all
ahead,
coming for
us.
The throne, though, Zach.
Okay.
So when you're on top, this is what you got to deal with.
Yeah, but normally you have unlikable players on those teams that are at the top. I mean, Andre Iguodala is a saint. Harrison Barnes had his first sip of alcohol after they won the title.
This is good.
Steph Curry goes on cooking shows.
All right. The team goes to church when they had the other coach.
Klay Thompson might have got caught in the sack cheating on his girlfriend.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And my point is everybody's good. Even Draymond, who is the loudest and the most talkative. But what has he done?
I guess that.
Steve Kerr looks like a pastor.
I guess what I'm saying is there's no signature quote from a player outside of Peter Vesey, who's close to the league. There's
that
not
says
one
that specific.
You know what I mean?
You don't think there's something to it? I do. I think if Steph was single and
at the club,
maybe got arrested once at the club a little bit.
But that street cred that you talk that Kobe so yearned for and never got, even with the rap.
He got
album.
It the wrong way in Colorado. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, that was
Rich in Los Altos. Go ahead, Rich. Rich, are you there? All right. Going once, going twice, going thrice. Call back, Rich. I don't know where you went. Crickets. Nothing
you got
but
me
crickets.
Scratching my head on this, Zach.
I find it interesting. And you might have a good example with the Niners. I was 6 when they won in 89, so I don't remember them being hated.
Derek Jeter Yankees?
Were they
before
hated,
A-Rod
though?
Got there?
Was Jeter ever hated?
Yeah, he's a Yankee. He was what you wanted to be.
See, when I think hated, I think of the bad boy Pistons. Who had Rodman and Lambeer.
Well, they were thugs. They did, yeah. So they were gangsters.
There's a reason to hate those guys. The Celtics, there was a reason to hate those guys. What is the reason to hate
He's
the Warriors?
He's so good. They're so good, Zach.
Just jealousy breeds envy. That's it?
All. All right. Tupac.
Fair enough. Coming up next, we'll take your phone calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We'll also check in with Vern Glenn, KPIX, CBS, Channel 5 sports anchor. Coming up next, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
I like that. Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Alongside my main man, Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. I'm going to call a Omaha. Well, I don't even know if we can use that drop anymore with the recent allegations coming down on Peyton Manning. But I'm going to pull a Peyton Manning Omaha, and we're going to bump Vern Glenn to 745. You think he's going to be all right with that?
Vern is he's real. Friend of the show. He'll be all right.
I'm going to text him and put it on you. I'm going to say Guru wants you at 745, not 730.
Yeah.
The real reason is we have callers. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Warriors fans want to weigh in, and this is the spot to do it. So we'll start with LG and Elsa Bronte. He wants to talk about Steph. Go ahead, LG.
LG. All right, it's LT, man, Lawrence Taylor, baby.
Oh, LT, my bad, man.
It's all good. What's going on, man? Well, first off, I'm going to hit on a couple things. Let's talk about Charles Barkley. His hatred for the Warriors goes back to his son days when Chris Webber went behind the back, yanked on him, got in his face when Latrell Sprewell went up, dunked in his face, dropped the B word on him. That's what his hatred
commercial.
Is.
Commercial. That was a commercial.
Yeah, in the barbershop, right? A Nike commercial when Weber dunked on dunked
and
on Barkley.
Threw him down.
Yeah.
So his hatred goes back to those days. Even though he would kill the Warriors in the playoffs, it goes back to that. Now, second of all, Peter Vesey, where'd you dig that dude up at, man? Are you kidding me? I didn't think that guy was still alive, man. He is not irrelevant. He's a joke. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. Who would be mad at Steph Curry because his father played and he grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth? All the guys in the NBA are millionaires. So I wouldn't even look at that. What it boils down to, it's a Bay Area hater thing. People hate the Bay. Everybody wants to.
Why, LT? Why?
Because they can't be us. That's why. Because they can't.
No, but see, that's New York. That's New York. That's L.A. That's Chicago. That's Miami. I don't know that that's. I don't know that that's the Bay. And look, I've been here my entire life. I don't plan on moving. I love it here. But I don't know that people have Bay envy. They might hate on the Bay because they think we're irrelevant. But I don't think they have Bay envy.
No. People hate hate the Bay. Think about this, dog. The Giants won 3 out of 5 World Series, and they got no run. Every time you watch ESPN, any of these major shows, they talk about everybody else but the Giants.
But they didn't hate the Giants. Thank you for the phone call, LT. They didn't.
And the Giants got their shine.
I don't know that they did, but it wasn't hatred. They didn't hate the Giants. They just kind of ignored the Giants.
They weren't the Yankees. If it was the Yankees winning 3 and 5, we'd wake up and go to bed, everything Yankee.
The difference with this Warriors team is that there seems to be disdain.
Right, but I'm telling you, Zach, I hear what you're saying, I just don't see it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not valid, but you know what I mean? It's like if he's the man on the court,
you think it's because
that
he's
supersedes
so good.
Everything.
You think it's because they're so good? You think it's jealousy?
Not they.
I think there's something more to it.
It's the facet of they, but the part where it turns to hate is he. I watch these guys opposing teams look at Steph, and it's like, how is this guy with the Leave It to Beaver body just making this game of tough guys look so damn easy?
No doubt. Let's get back to the phone lines. Ben, in my favorite city in the world, Berkeley, California. What's up, Ben?
Hey, nice to talk to you. I think the same thing that's going on with Steph is the same thing that's going on with the guy in Star Wars. In the black community, everything is based on color. So in Star Wars, he's too dark. In the basketball, he's not really considered black or white. In reality, he is mixed. But to the black community, he is a light-skinned black person. So what happens in the black community, people will have babies with a white person, and then they come back to the black community and say, oh, my God, your baby is so beautiful, so beautiful. And that causes a lot of resentment in the black community. And the media picks up on this because you see it with the State Farm commercial and Chris Paul, he's dressed like a white person. So basically State Farm is saying, and now Steph Curry is in that same commercial. So basically mainstream America is telling that is the type of black person we want. Star Wars and Disney is going after the darker skinned, younger black people to bring in to their media conglomerate. But State Farm doesn't want the darker skinned black people. They want the lighter skinned black people because technically they have more money. They have jobs. And they're held in a higher tax bracket.
Thank you for the phone call, Ben. We're going to have to cut you off there. We're getting a little bit too political.
Yeah. It's apples and oranges, but...
Didn't State Farm have a commercial with Kevin Garnett and
Star Wars is
Jordan.
Once every 12 years, but they did have my man as a stormtrooper. That was one time. But the State Farm, he might have been.
And DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul.
Hey, it's no secret.
Kevin Garnett.
Okay, but let me just break it
down. They're not light skinned.
It's no secret in the black community that there's problem with still
light skinned and dark skinned.
There's a lot of that amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But for State Farm, they're not giving it to anybody, okay? These are stars. And Steph, I don't care what type of spoon he grew up with, the hate is stemming from his game and his body that is not scary and is just making people pull their hair out, Zach.
I think there might be something to the off-the-court stuff and the fact that...
Grant Hill was light.
He didn't win a title. He wasn't an MVP. They're fine with you as long as you're not at the top. They hate you when you get to the top. This is different. He is not.
So now I got to go find a light-skinned Magic Johnson or lighter shit.
The light-skin.
I know you didn't.
I didn't do the light-skin thing. But I'm doing the off-the-court, being raised in a successful family with Del Curry and his wife and the perfect wife and the daughters.
And nothing. That's what you strive for. But my point, Zach, is we can't put a name on it. There's not one player that has come out and said anything derogatory about Steph Curry. I hate that guy because he had his dad. Come on.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. If you want to weigh in before we get to Vern Glenn, you may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Is this my man, Lorenzo? Is this Lorenzo Alexander in Oakland or playing for the Raiders, or is this just a random Lorenzo?
A random Lorenzo. How you guys doing?
What's up, man? I was going back and forth.
Lorenzo got something on his mind. Go ahead, Lorenzo.
Go ahead, man.
Everybody's wrong. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. It's Jeremy Lin. They think he has a Jeremy Lin syndrome. For 3 months, Jeremy Lin looked like he was Jordan when he was in New York.
Okay.
Everything went in, all the fouls, everything, except for Steph been doing it for 2 years. They can't understand why it's happening for him because he's not that great of an athlete. They seem like everything he shoots is going in. So it's really a Jeremy Lin. That's what you can correlate it to. And when he went to Houston, he got exposed.
But Lorenzo, Jeremy Lin was a fluke and it ran out.
Yes,
Steph has
right.
a title
for too long.
And now he's gotten better. Saying. So where's the parallel?
That's what I'm saying. They think that he's Jeremy
Lin. Oh, they
Lin,
think. Okay, got you.
That's what I'm saying. But he's not. So that's where the hate is coming from. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, oh, they were lucky.
They thought he was going to fall off. They thought he was going to fall off, and he hasn't.
Exactly. That's what the hate is from. It had nothing to do with race or how he was raised, none of that. They think eventually another shot is going to go in, and it keeps going in, and he's proving them wrong. That's all it is.
And Lorenzo is going to continue to go in. That's the worst part, Zach.
Thank you for the phone call, Lorenzo. Appreciate it.
Steph Curryitis. But you make some points. I just wish we had a player that says something to open this can. Because believe you, ESPN, and was that Damon? Who said when Steph slips up, if he ever does, you know, anything off the court, they build you up. And when, if there was some
They'll
drama per se, exactly.
They'll crush you.
But he's real.
The reason why I thought it was Lorenzo Alexander, member of the Oakland Raiders, special teams.
Oh, okay.
Special teams, Mr. Lorenzo. I went to high school with him my freshman year at St. Mary's. He was on varsity. He went to Cal, got drafted. He's been in the league for, I think, about 13 years now.
And you know him?
Yeah. So I was on the freshman football team. He was on varsity the whole year. The season's ended. He comes down to play running back for, like, our championship, freshman championship. I don't know what it was. He must have rushed for 500 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Isn't that illegal?
We didn't do anything but – no, it was legal. We didn't do anything but hand in the ball anyways. He tweeted at me and he said, I guess I'll have to come in the studio with my boy at Zach Sports once the season ends. And I said, the offer's on the table. Looking forward to it. He said, I'll definitely take you up on that. Y'all be having fun.
Okay, that's
it. So Lorenzo Alexander will do a little something in studio. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jason in San Jose, he's got a reason for the Steph and Clay hate. Go ahead, Jason.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
A couple callers ago said something about Silver Spoon, but I want to take it a different direction. You look at the Splash Brothers last couple years, Steph, Clay, both their dads played in the league. And heck, now we even got our interim head coach, his dad played in the league. I think there's a little bit of resentment around the league saying, hey, these guys all grew up nothing but NBA in their lives, and look what they're doing now.
That's a great point, Zach.
What was it essentially? What were you saying essentially, Jason? That it's just because they're only worried about basketball?
Well, no. I just say the Silver Spoon thing. I mean, we're talking about a team of guys, our stars that grew up in nothing but NBA.
Their fathers all played.
Yeah.
Walton,
yeah. Clay's dad played.
And then you get out of Luke Walton, our head coach. I mean, look what he's doing. His dad.
But what about Draymond? Draymond Green is like the most blue collar athlete you could possibly
right,
come
but
up
if
with.
What
thank you
yeah,
for the phone
if
call,
if what
Jason.
You say and Vessi, if what you say has any merit to it. Maybe the players are looking at it like, oh, you had an advantage because you were around the game. But damn, we could stay on this topic for an hour and go through all the players that had sons that played in the league that didn't have to experience anything like this. They're 29-1. They won a ring. This guy's revolutionizing, if you like it or not, how the game is played. And in our society, Zach, that equates to hate. It's just, that's it. People are hating.
I want a better example of a group of players that are this genuinely nice guys.
Spurs?
That were hated that badly by the other players, though. Forget the fans, because fans are going to hate successful teams whenever. When did their counterparts, their colleagues, other players
so
in the league,
convinced
when were they
there's
hated
hate?
This much?
You convinced there's hate? See, that's
oh,
what I'm
I know
saying.
There's hate, but I don't know what the reason is behind it.
Now, why do you say you know there's hate?
Look at what every other player for every other team says about the team. There's no, if there's a compliment, it's backhanded. There's tons of hate hard. What's the movement on Twitter? Hashtag hate hard, whatever the hell it is. The point is, they get hated on, and I'm just wondering, this seems like the least hateable team that I could come up with, and I don't think I'm being biased because I live in the Bay Area. We'll get back to your phone calls. If you want to jump in and weigh in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We'll check in with Vern Glenn. Hopefully he's not mad at me for bumping him. KPIX, CBS, Channel 5, sports anchor next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
Mornings with Chad. You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
A lot of people want to weigh in on this topic, and we will get to your phone calls, I assure you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. A lot of good stuff on there as well. Welcome back, 95.7 The Game, Zachariah and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Seems to be kind of a hot topic. I mean, I didn't mean for it to be, but I just...
No, that's what we do here. I feel like there's nothing to it. And not that, you know, what you're saying is not valid. We don't have a player that has came out and said anything about the origin of Steph, meaning his background. Now, that player awards, he was there. He'll never admit this. That hurt him.
Of course.
That, when your peers vote for another guy, that has to hurt.
No, I got you. We'll get into it next, and we'll talk to you. But right now, let's get back to the on-the-court things, and let's do it with Vern Glenn. This is a treat. KPIX, CBS, Channel 5, sports anchor. You can follow him on Twitter, at Vern Glenn. Vern, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, man, pretty good. You know, we're all cousins, whether it's radio, TV, whatever. We all love sports, don't we?
I actually had an internship. That was my first ever introduction to sports broadcasting. I was under Dennis O'Donnell at KPIX Channel 5. I had an internship over there.
Wow, geez. You know, and Dennis was the senior sports producer at Cron for Gary Radnich when I got to the market, and that was back in 1990.
Yeah, they were
fat. You guys were just a glimmer in your parents' eyes.
Yeah, I think I was 19. I won $40 off Ray Rotto. But let's get down to some Bay Area sports, Vern. Let's start with the good, the Warriors. What did that win mean to you over the Cavaliers on Christmas? Because they haven't played the Thunder. They haven't played the Spurs. It seems like the competition has not been thick for them, which has been a long-going thing, which I think true Warriors fans and true fans of the NBA know is not something to really go off. This is a special team. But to me, the score, Vern Glenn, how close that score was, how low scoring it was, to me, showed something else about this team, that they don't need to just be all flashy and hitting threes to win.
Yeah, you know what stuck out to me was the defense. These guys are unbeaten, I think, in the last 51 games where they hold an opponent under 100 points. But you know what? I'm from the East Coast. I know what East Coast bias is. And I know that there were just naysayers just waiting for this game to happen when Cleveland finally had a full healthy squad. And so for the Warriors to go out and do that in prime time, East Coast prime time, so everybody could check them out. Let's face it, when the Warriors have a 7:30 tip-off, it's 10:30 on the East Coast. So not very many people watch the Warriors. So for the first time in prime time, everybody saw what the Warriors were all about. More than just a jump-shooting, high-scoring team. These guys can play defense. And when I interviewed Sean Livingston on Sunday at practice, he said, you know what, that's just the mantra of the whole team. It is defense. And when they're in practice, something fans don't get a chance to see, they really get after it.
Vern, I got two young sons. I asked them to fill out their Christmas list. And on both forms, Steph Curry's shoes were the number one item, which Santa Claus delivered. But speaking of Steph Curry, you've watched a lot of Golden State Warrior basketball. Is he embarking on being the greatest Warrior of all time?
Oh, no, he's not. No, not the greatest of all. Maybe one of the greatest of all time.
He's got a ring.
Yeah, he's got a ring, but I mean, geez.
You're going Wilt. You're going Rick.
I'm going Wilt. I'm going Rick Barry.
Vern? What if he gets, what he asked was, is he on the path to be?
Yeah, he's on the path.
The fast track.
To be. Yeah, he's on the path to the fast track, so to speak, but given the tempo that they play. But the greatest, wow, that's a stretch. That's a stretch right now. But I'd say he's definitely in the conversation. Let's put it this way. When the greats sit at the dinner table, there's a place for Steph Curry to sit down. How about that?
I like that.
No doubt. Let's switch over to a little bit more depressing times in the San Francisco 49ers. Vern, I was listening to Trent Dilfer earlier, and it's something that we've been talking about, and I want to continue to talk about. But look, he's got friends within the organization, but essentially what he was saying is he's not close enough to the team to know how the coaching staff is doing, but that, you know, it's about how players respond, and even if they're not going to make the playoffs, are they still trying out there? To me, they just look undisciplined. All those penalties, six in the first half, another one in the second half, on the defensive line, encroachment penalties, Vern. This seems like kind of a chaotic situation. And the only reason why I could see Tom Sula coming back is if Jed York just doesn't want to admit that he made a mistake.
Well, in the history of the corporate world, I don't know about you guys, but right or wrong, I have never seen a situation where management has come out and said we were wrong, no matter how wrong they've been. But having said that, Jim Tom Sula is a really good line coach. Is he a head coach? No. To be a head coach, you have to be an administrator. You have to have the respect of your coaching staff and that's to carry out your vision, your game plan. And I just don't believe Tom Sula can sit there whole court and go, guys, this is what we're going to do. It's my decision, mine alone, carry it out. Here's the ball, now get us out of this. I'm just not a believer in that way. And I've been around this team for a long, long time, both the DeBartolo area and now the York area. This team's going to be in the York's ownership, whether the fans like it or not, long after everybody's dead. I mean, that team's not they're not going anywhere. So what do? You got to fix the problem. The problem is on the field, and the problem is with the coaching staff. Go out and get some linebackers. Fix the right side of the offensive line. Fix the secondary. I mean, just get some guys that you can get in there and develop and go somewhere with it. I mean, they got a bunch of young guys on this team that are just thrown in there before they're really, really ready to go. And so, mistakes are going to be made, and they've really been exposed in these last couple of games. It's been almost unwatchable. Come on, 20 offensive plays in the second half? Come on,
that
man.
That second half was brutal offensively.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Both halves
were brutal. You've got to have ball control.
Negative rushing yards. Negative rushing yards in the second half.
Oh, please. I mean, they started a guy that they just picked up off the scrap heap.
He's been on four teams this year.
Vern, speaking of guys starting, let's talk about number 7, Kaepernick. I mean, just a few years ago, this guy was in the Super Bowl, had the football world in his hands, and I don't have the answers as to what happened. But on your list right there, what's wrong with this team and where they need improvement, you didn't mention Kaepernick. Is this just as easy as getting another coaching staff and run him back out there as a starter? Or do you think his days in San Francisco are done?
In one word, yeah. I don't think he'll ever play for the 49ers again. And especially if he has any value to any other team, then the 49ers will do what they can to get what they can get out of him. If Blaine Gabbert goes out here, loses this game against the Rams, I believe Gabbert and Kaepernick will have the same record. I believe they'll both be 2-6, I think. Blaine's a lot cheaper than number 7. And if you're looking at those numbers, then Blaine stays and Cap goes.
Vern Glenn, KPIX, CBS, Channel 5 sports anchor, joins us. Zachariah and the Guru. You can follow him on Twitter at Vern Glenn. Vern, let's shift over to some more positive football Bay Area talk. Obviously, the Raiders are not going to make the playoffs, but boy, are they far removed from last season when they didn't get a win until week 11, week 12, whatever it was. I don't know if they had the bye at that point or not, but the bottom line is they were 0-10 before they got their first win. Now they have a chance to finish at 8-8. When you look at this ball club and the direction that it's going, obviously some uncertainty in terms of where they're going to play and getting a stadium and things like that. But how much has this thing turned around from the bad days and all the quarterbacks in between Rich Gannon and now? How much better is this organization off, even though they're going to continue, to not make the playoffs for, I believe, the 13th year?
First of all, I expect this team to make the playoffs next year. I do like the direction that they've gone in. Right? The whole, I've been around this team for a long time. The whole culture has changed. The odor around the headquarters has changed. The media relations staff is 10 times better than it ever has been. So it's overall, I mean, it has just been going through what I have gone through, because I traveled with the team for Channel 5. It is just a breath of fresh air being around the team now as it was even a couple of years ago. Now, where they move from here, I mean, they have to continue to build through the draft. It's what Reggie McKenzie has done. It's what they did when he was with the Packers. And he will continue to do so because that's all he knows. And will mistakes be made? Yeah, of course. But I think he makes more correct decisions than wrong decisions. So they continue to build, continue to develop, continue to buy in with the Del Rio era is selling. And I think they're just going to be fine. They just need to know how to finish games. They've been in just about every one of them, but they haven't been able to finish. And the good ones do.
You're right, Vern. My co-host had been giving me the business because I went out on a limb and predicted the Raiders would make it to the playoffs, and I feel like they played well enough, but just like you said, they didn't finish. I want to ask you about Marcel Reese. News just came down today that
he'll
be suspended four games, and he just made the Pro Bowl. And then I'm sure you're familiar with this Peyton Manning news. And I know Marcel Reese is not Amari Cooper or Derek Carr, but do you think he owes Raider Nation a press conference to explain, or is this just something that's going to go away?
Well, I just interviewed the man last Wednesday. I sat down with him for 15 minutes, and we were just talking about what we've just been talking about the last couple of minutes, about how this organization is just really going in the right direction. I think Marcel Reese is almost as valuable as those other two names that you mentioned, because he can do so many things. He was a wide receiver. He can throw the ball. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. He's so much more than just a one-dimensional fullback, because he could just do so many things. And the developing Oluwole in the same way, a similar bruising kind of runner, but to see that he got popped for PEDs, I just didn't know what to think. I really have to get all the facts in house before I can really pass a complete judgment. As I kind of text off the air back and forth with your producer, I mean, could have been Adderall. Do we know what it is yet?
No, we don't know for sure.
It could have been Adderall. It could have been antihistamine. It could have been. There's so many things on that list where if there's just a hint of it, once you pee in the cup, that's it. It's conclusive. You're gone.
Yeah, plus, it's not cut and dry like it once was in terms of, you know, the needles. There's the cream in the clear with Bonds. Now they have all these HGH things. I mean, there's so many different levels to it, and you can get popped so many different ways. I mean, it's better to err on the side of caution, obviously, but I feel like all of the major sports need to revamp and relook at what their system is in terms of popping guys for it. Vern Glenn, it was a pleasure. KPIX, CBS, Channel 5, sports anchor. Follow him on Twitter, at Vern Glenn. Vern, appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, man. Anytime, guys.
Vern Glenn. Pleasure to be joined by him. I love talking to the guys that I've seen for so long.
Man. I thought you were going to say grew up on.
Glenn. Yeah, grew up watching. Yeah, no doubt.
All Fonzie.
Right. Coming up next, we will get to your phone calls. If you want to weigh in on the why is the hate so hard for the Dubs and specifically Steph Curry, you may do so. 888-957-9570.
Haters going to hate.
Fact. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Also want to get into some audio from Trent Dilfer on with the Afternoon Delight / Wheelhouse / whatever the hell's going on from noon to 3. I want to get into that as well. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.